In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, we are told of a man's supreme need. He comes into a rightful relationship with God, who controls his life and opens the door to eternal life. In this chapter, we hear Jesus telling a man that he must be born again. Many people believe that this third chapter of St. John is the greatest in the Bible. In the city of Jerusalem, there lived a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was truly a religious man. He knew the Old Testament scriptures. He kept the law and observed all the feast days. He was a member of the select group called the Sanhedrin. This group consisted of 71 men of the highest rank, the Supreme Court of the day. Nicodemus had character. He had devotion. He had religious zeal, but he needed more. He needed Jesus Christ. We are told in the Gospel that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He didn't really want anyone to see him coming to this humble, nomadic teacher to ask about spiritual matters. When he came to Jesus that night, he said, "Teacher, we know that you come from God. We have watched your miracles, and that we know no one can do these unless God is with you." Nicodemus recognizes Jesus as a great teacher, as a good man, but that was all. He didn't see him as divine Son of God. I believe that Nicodemus wanted to have a real experience of the reality of God. How did Jesus receive Nicodemus? Probably our Lord had had a hard, long day and was hoping for some rest. But he didn't say to Nicodemus, "Come back some other time. I work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday." He's always ready to listen to us when we call upon him. I'm sure some of us have found difficulty in getting in to see people at times. We try to get in to see some people today, we find we're surrounded by security staff, by secretaries and receptionists. But Jesus is always actually approachable. Jesus saw that all Nicodemus' power, position, and piety had not satisfied him. Jesus said to him, "Nicodemus, you have religious position and power, but unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Nicodemus had never heard anything like this before. When Jesus used the term born again, Nicodemus could think of nothing but physical birth. So he said, "How can these things be? I'm an old man. Can I go back into my mother's womb the second time and be born again?" To this query, the perplexed Nicodemus, the Lord replies, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." I think that we may delude from this statement that the phrase "born of water" actually refers perhaps to physical birth, if you think of the birth of the baby within the water in the womb. And of course, we all need water for life and for cleansing. Without it, we cannot be sustained. So water is connected to physical birth. Which reminds me of when I was a midwife in Bexhill. I had a phone call. It was usually in the middle of the night. They always seem to be in the middle of the night. And this very excited father-to-be said, "The baby's coming." So I got up, got on my bicycle, a bit like Call the Midwife on the television. We didn't have cars in those days. Got on my bicycle, cycled round to the house, couldn't miss it. The house was a blaze of lights, front door wide open. So I went up the stairs to examine, really to see what stage Mum was actually at. And I was just aware in the doorway of things happening behind me. When I turned round, there were two most enormous buckets of water. So I said to Father, he said, "Well, you'll need all this, won't you?" And he said it in a sort of way that, "I've done my bit, now the rest is up to you." So I wasn't quite sure what book he'd been reading. But anyway, he produced these two big buckets of water behind me. And he said, I'm going up to the greenhouse now. So when it's all over, go in the back bedroom, put the light on, wave to me, and I'll come in and I'll make a cup of tea. So off he went, leaving me with Mum and all this water. And I had said to him a bowl would be just fine, but he was so excited about it all, he just left these buckets of water with me. So I didn't use them, as you can imagine. I didn't need all that water. But he associated birth with plenty of water, and he said it in such a way as much as, I've done my bit now, so the rest is up to you. Do whatever you like, but I'm going to the greenhouse. So being at the birth was certainly not on his agenda, but he did make a cup of tea afterwards. The other phrase, born of the Spirit, refers to the need of a new spiritual life, which God alone can give. Looking at the statement in this way, our Lord's words would probably mean, except a man be born spiritually as well as physically, or except a man be born of God as well of man, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. As the Lord unfolded the mysteries of the new birth to Nicodemus, he was utterly bewildered. Yes, he could understand that a Gentile could be born again with the Jewish household of faith through baptism, but not God's chosen people. They didn't need to be born again. So he found it all really quite unusual, and he was quite nonplussed. It was difficult for him to draw away from the ceremonial life that he was used to and relied upon. Jesus uses the illustration to help Nicodemus. Probably the wind was blowing, so Jesus said, Nicodemus, the wind blows where it wants to blow, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it goes or where it's come from. And Jesus is saying, I know heavenly truths, but you don't know them. You must accept by faith. This is true today. We accept all kinds of earthly mystery without question. Why can't we accept heavenly truths by faith? It's really rather like, I mean, I believe Australia exists. I've never been there, but I do believe by faith that it's there. And there's so many things that we have to believe by faith that we perhaps have never been or don't understand. And so we have to actually accept that by faith. But Nicodemus found this difficult. But Nicodemus was changed that night by his encounter with Jesus. He went away satisfied. There were two later events in the life of Nicodemus. There came a time when Jesus was being discussed in the Sanhedrin, and Nicodemus stood up for him. Then after Jesus died on the cross, Nicodemus came to take him down, to prepare him for burial and place him in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. Nicodemus wanted to be in a relationship with God. He wanted that close encounter with him. We don't know exactly what he went on to do after the resurrection, but we can be sure that he led a good Christian life, that he accepted God as his Father and Jesus as his Saviour. It is through Jesus Christ that we are reborn. It is when he enters into the possession of our hearts and lives that changes occur. When that happens, we are born of water and the Spirit. Water, of course, a symbol of cleansing, of life, and of baptism. And when Jesus takes possession of our lives, when we love him with all our heart, the sins of the past are forgiven and forgotten. To be born again is to be changed in such a way that it can be described as rebirth and recreation. Then we are forgiven for the past, armed by the Spirit for the future. Then we can truly accept the will of God. We can become citizens of the kingdom of heaven and enter into eternal life, that very life of God. As Saint Augustine said, God loves each one of us as if there were only one of us to love. Amen.